All right, welcome back to the Artist Connection Podcast. This is Matt Kasar here with today's special guest, Brian Mackey. Welcome, sir.
Hey, thanks for having me on, man.
Absolutely, I'm happy to have you. I spent the past several days since I had this thing booked to talk to you of listening to your songs, listening to your music, and God, I love it.
Man, thank you. That means a lot to me.
You know, I'm a fan of singer-songwriters, and one thing that struck me, and it struck me listening to you, that not everybody can pull that off. I mean, a lot of people think that they are singer-songwriters or kind of, you know, say they're singer-songwriters, but and they might have a story to tell, but sometimes they either don't have the delivery for it, they don't have the voice, they don't have something that makes you as the listener or the fan want to keep listening to the story through to the end. You certainly have that.
Well, I really do appreciate that. I kind of came from a world, you know, growing up in rural Florida where we didn't really have much money. And I know a lot of people say that,
sure.
But we really didn't.
Yeah.
We lived on a farm and we just ate eggs and we were just kind of like really poor. And we just did things for entertainment, like play guitar and just, you know, so I've been writing songs ever since I was a little kid.
Wow. Well, you can tell. And, you know, I also noted, I usually don't read people's bios until after I listen to the music. I like the music to kind of speak to me first. And I, as a little game, I try to figure out what their influence, you know, what your influences may have been. And I was happy to see at the end that Bob Dylan, Jim Croce, and the Beatles were among the three that are listed on your website. But Jim Croce jumped out to me because I grew up in the 70s. I was born in 69. So, you know, guys like James Taylor, Jim Croce, those were my favorite artists when I was a little kid. And
wow, man.
That definitely comes through. I mean, obviously the style's your own, but when you think of a person's influences, you can tell that you were a Jim Croce fan.
Yeah, without a doubt, dude. I mean, I've watched some old footage of Jim Croce. I don't know if you ever caught some of that old stuff when he was like on TV shows.
Oh, yeah.
Stuff. He was just an amazing guy, amazing performer, and a writer that just had these whimsical ways of telling a story, and really in a humorous way, we really like spoke to a lot of different people across all genres. And that's the thing that I really admire about Jim. And not only that, his connection with his guitar player, Marty Sussman, and just the way they played together. And, you know, he was just an amazing artist. One of my all time favorites, actually.
Yeah. Same here. Definitely. We lost him way too soon.
Yes. Without a doubt, man.
Because by the 80s, you know, when I was a teenager in the 80s, you already had those greatest hit TV commercials on, you know, fabulous hits of the 70s. And he was kind of reduced to that in people's mind. And then from then on, if you weren't a musician or you weren't a fan of his specifically, the, you know, conversation kind of ended on him. You don't hear a lot of Jim Croce conversation nowadays, and that's sad.
No, you don't. And the thing is with a guy like Jim and Harry Chapin. And,
oh, another one, yeah.
Yeah, those kind of guys, even Gordon Lightfoot, and they were all in that. And then you had more popular people like Billy Joel and Elton John.
Sure.
When you're dealing with singer-songwriters of that caliber, it's very rare that, you know, that you come across that in a lifetime. And just to have people in that world, in our world, at one time, I mean, we're lucky to hear people like that, I think.
Oh, I agree. And the passing of David Bowie a few days ago hits home for that very reason. I mean, there's not a lot of, like, you think of who's on deck to follow up artists like that. Who's going to be the next David Bowie? Who's going to have the next, you know, way with words like a Jim Croce? And sometimes when I listen to top 40 radio or see what's quote unquote popular out there, or what's famous now, I tend to wonder, is this stuff going to hold up in 40 or 50 years?
Yeah, man, I kind of agree with you. I really do. You listen to some people and you kind of, you know, some things are about as deep as a puddle.
Yeah.
And then there's things that are really just limitless. And the stuff that's limitless will last forever. And then the stuff that wasn't so deep will just kind of like, you know, the next thing comes along and then that one's soon forgotten. Not to really dismiss the talent and the creativity that went into making that.
Right.
Even stuff that we may not think is the greatest, or it was probably written by five different writers, and then they went in and they just recorded it with a big budget, and they used all kinds of effects and stuff like that.